And now with the Market Scope, here is Pumpkinhead.
Hi, Radio Buffs. This is Phil Wayne from Market Scope. Hope you all had a good time at the convention. Sorry I wasn't there, but I'm sure you had a great time without me just the same. Anyway, as you may remember, we've been doing Island Radio, courtesy of Bruce Reynolds out in San Jose, California. And this month, we're back to do more of the same. We got a little bit to finish up, and after that, I don't know what we'll do.
Small craft advisories up for all Hawaiian waters. Fair lee side overnight with a few windward and mauka showers. Tuesday, brief morning showers, otherwise mostly sunny. Lows up for 70s. Highs upper 80s, winds trades 15 to 30 miles an hour. With Hawaii Headline News, I'm Ben Gutierrez.
This is Wendy Nasworthy. Thanks, Chorus, for sending me to Pink Floyd. The concert was incredible.
Congratulations to Wendy Nasworthy, the winner of our Pink Floyd concert contest. And stay tuned because this is the Summer of Kauai. The best summer you've ever heard, had, or been to. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and we're giving you the presents, including the ultimate Kauai Rock and Roll Giveaway, only from your home of quality rock, K-A-I-K-A-O-E.
Having that Monday night kind of feeling on Kauai. It's K-A-O-I, F-M-Y, Luku, Upcountry, and West Maui, K-A-O-I, A-M, Kihei, 1110 Stereo, K-A-O-I, F-M, Kealakekua, 101.5, K-K-O-N, A-M, Kealakekua, 790, and K-A-O-E, F-M, Hilo, 92.7.
Going back to Bonnie O'Loughlin.
Rodeo fans, dust off your boots. The Maui Roping Club invites you to the 39th annual Coors Muckerel Rodeo at Oski Rice Arena this 4th of July weekend. It's Maui's biggest event of the year, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's three fun and exciting days of rodeo competition, celebrating Independence Day and honoring the working Paniolo. It's a great weekend of food, music, and dancing with Hana's Own and Dita Holyfield and the Hooters. You'll see professional cowboys and cowgirls in events like bareback bronc riding, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, mugging, and bull riding. Don't miss the 39th annual Coors Muckerel Rodeo, sponsored by the Maui Roping Club.
Oh, I'll get my cowboy hat on. That's one way. It's not turned brown. It's rodeo time on Maui.
Gojuji desu.
It's a Sony.
And the time brought to you by Sony is now 10 o'clock. You're listening to Keizu KZOO 1210 AM in Honolulu.
ただいまから GTE ハワイアンテル提供の日本経済新聞ニュース最終版をお送りいたします。
This is the broadcast house of the Pacific, KNDI, Honolulu, 1270 AM.
HMSA presents Blood Pressure, Keep It Down, a workshop for those who want to learn about the causes and risks of high blood pressure and what can be done to reduce them.
Over 100 rare and exotic beers from around the world will be featured at Hawaii Public Radio's International Beer Tasting, June 30th at 5:30 p.m. across from Ward Center on Oahu Street. Mexicali Rogue, Humboldt Brewing Gold Rush, Growling Gator Lager, and Steelhead Extra Pale Ale are just a few of the microbrews available for tasting, along with Spaten from Germany, Bohemia from Mexico, Bali High from Indonesia, Fisher from France, Fuller's from England, and Grimbergen from Belgium. Not to mention all of your favorites from right here in the good old U.S. of A. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. This annual event is sponsored by Ward Center and Ward Warehouse. Snack on appetizers from participating sponsor restaurants. Dance the night away to the beat of the Pagan Babies. Call now to attend this thirst-quenching summer event, 955-8821. Individuals under the age of 21 will not be admitted. This is KIFO 1380 Pearl City.
The award-winning group Hoppa here on KCCM. Let's check it out. Traffic time with Captain Irwin.
Pretty nice Tuesday morning out here. We've got scattered clouds. Weather's clearing up from what it was earlier this morning. Down in the traffic, it's starting to get a little bit busy now by the Clay Interchange in Middle Street. There's also a little bit of traffic out at the Waimalu Interchange on the 81 Freeway. We've got a couple of minor accidents. One is on Farrington Highway at Pohaku Nui. That's out in Waianae. Another one, Kamehameha Highway and Waikani Road. For the State Department of Transportation, I'm Captain Irwin.
Once upon a time,
in a land long far away. Well, not that far. It's right here.
The all-new Aloha Morning Show with Prickle Galateria and Kimo Kahuano.
Jamming to a new Hawaii.
Always first with the best style of music. KCZN in Honolulu, 1420 AM and FM 100.3.
Ako e nga hoa kama aina o KCCN, o hau oli a kakaho i ke ia. Me ke kono ya oukou pakahi, e hoolo he a ka leo Hawaii, ma ke ia lapule, hola e hiku a hiahi, a hiki aku i ka hola e walu. E lei kakou i ka vehi o ka olelo Hawaii.
KCCN presents coverage of the 21st annual King Kamehameha Hula competition this Friday and Saturday live from the Blaisdell Arena with Haole Akaka. This year's competition honors the ali'i with 24 hula halau, including halau from California and Japan competing. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Friday and 1 p.m. on Saturday on KCCN 1420 a.m. Proudly sponsored by Kamehameha School's Bishop Estate.
Here I stay inside my canoe with my 250 horsepower outboard paddle, complete with cooler, suntan lotion, poo-poo, and Robin Kalama on top the radio on 1420 AM KCCN, Station Aloha.
Stay right where you are, or you'll miss hearing more of your easy favorites from KUMU, AM 1500 and FM 94.7. Your nighttime lifestyle lacks the thrill of variety. Enjoy the musical freshness of easy listening Kumu. KUMU, AM 1500 and FM 94.7. More music that's refreshing and relaxing is close at hand on KUMU, Kumu, AM and FM. We're halfway through another hour. I'm Larry Schaefer, and this is KUMU, AM 1500 and FM 94.7, featuring a custom blend of easy instrumentals and vocals. Kumu is Hawaii's place to relax.
If you want to know.
On another Market Scope for another month. I'd like to thank Bruce Reynolds for doing some island hopping for us. And Bruce obviously spent a lot of time over the tape deck editing down all that radio. And now it's on to the guy who is the reason why we can't go back to Nashua, New Hampshire ever again. Here's John Bowker.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Historical Moments from the Annals of Radio History, coming to you live from the National Radio Club 1994 convention in the Granite State. And this month, I want to trace for you the trials and tribulations of a fellow who wanted to get into radio broadcasting so very badly, and one who had one complication after another thrown into his path. Our hero, we'll call him Dutch. He grew up in a comfortable home in the Midwest, attended college, majoring in a business curriculum, but from an early age, he wanted to be the center of attention, on the stage, perhaps. But all that changed the day he first heard a radio. Ah, to be a radio announcer, he told his friends. And fresh out of school in 1932, he set out to hitchhike to Chicago and somehow get a job with NBC. Indeed, he did just that, arriving in the Windy City on a sweltering Tuesday afternoon. He went straight to the NBC offices, only to learn that their program director only interviewed on Thursdays. Well, he found a place for the night. And early Wednesday morning, he decided to try some of the other stations. He presented himself first at the CBS station in the Wrigley building, but he was unable to get past the receptionist. But did this deter our hero? Not at all. He simply made a list of all the Chicago radio stations from the telephone directory and set out on foot to find each station. Well, by the end of the day, he hadn't been able to arrange even one interview in the whole city. But then Thursday dawned. Back to NBC went Dutch, only to learn that the program director would not be interviewing anyone that day. Well, obviously dismayed, Dutch just sat down to plan his next move right there in the receptionist's office. and it was then that he got his first advice from the broadcasting industry. The receptionist, taking pity on him, said, "You know, young man, you'll do yourself a favor if you stay away from the big cities in this business, at least until you've learned all the tricks of the trade. You know, if you do your learning with a smaller station, with a smaller audience, your learning errors will remain small." Well, Dutch listened, mulled her sensible words over in his mind, and thanked her, and set sail for home. Well, 2 days later, using a neighbor's car with enough gasoline to visit stations within a 70-mile radius, he stopped in Davenport, Iowa. WOC was a station he had heard while he was in college. Did they have any openings? Oh, my goodness, why, just that morning they had filled the announcing position that they had been advertising for. The program director was a man named Peter MacArthur. In fact, he spat at him. "We've been looking for somebody for a month." "No." Well, Dutch turned away, muttering to the receptionist that, you know, he didn't see how anybody could get a broadcasting job, even with his knowledge of sports. Went down the hall toward the elevators, and the program director, Mr. MacArthur, blasted out with some of the worst cursing Dutch had ever heard. He turned to see the man shaking his fist at him. It turned out that Peter MacArthur walked with a cane, and he was banging the cane against the wall. "Young man, you never said anything you knew about sports, you blankety-blank fool. Now you come back here and take a blankety-blank audition." Well, Dutch was shown into a tiny empty studio. "Now," said MacArthur, "when that red light comes on, you give me a play-by-play of the football game into that microphone." Moments later, the light flashed on the air in the little studio. Dutch took a deep breath and didn't stop talking until he had vividly described the weather, the enormous crowd, and some incidents in the stands. Oh, dear, and of course enough football plays on the field to give the home team the advantage of 7 points. The door burst open to the little studio. "You big SOB," cried MacArthur, bursting back in. "Can't you read a blankety-blank newspaper? We've been looking for a guy like you in every edition since the end of last season. I ought to whip your blankety-blank." Well, to make a long story short, Dutch accepted MacArthur's offer of $10 per game plus bus fare from Davenport for the next 3 games. Not a royal sum, but at least our hero was now employed as a broadcaster. And as you might have guessed, when the 3 games were over, they decided to keep him on. In fact, the owner of WOC also owned the NBC affiliate in Des Moines. WHO, Clear Channel, at twice his reasonable salary by that time. And so there he was, Des Moines, the capital of Iowa, WHO, 50,000 watts. Clear Channel heard all over the Midwest. Dutch didn't hesitate. And as time passed, our hero added news reporting to his sports duties. And in that political atmosphere of the state capital, Dutch flourished, making friends he kept right up to his retirement. From the presidency of the United States, you must remember him, Dutch Reagan. And why did he leave such an idyllic position as a WHO announcer? Well, Warner Brothers gave him a screen test, and he passed that too. So you see how it's done? For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
Time now for the musings from members. These are the thoughts of the NRC members. To muse, call 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day.
Greetings, fellow DX Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott, WAH-WFH in Minneapolis. It's Saturday, August 27th. Here's a format change for you. Actually, it's not much of a change, but I give it unto you for whatever it's worth. On Thursday, August the 25th, KNOW, the FM station of National Public Radio, Slant American Public Radio, Slant Minnesota Public Radio International, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, it's the News and Information Service, changed its format. Now, if I understand this right, it completely pulled away from NPR and all that goes with it, and it's now doing things like AP Network News, and it's like a regular news station. But, of course, it's still KNOW. A few days before the format change, they kept playing umpteen million times the complete I Can Hear It Now series from Edward R. Murrow through Walter Cronkite. So if you're a I Can Hear It Now freak, you had a field day. So there you are, 1380 KNOW AM. from the News and Information Service of Minnesota Public Radio is all news, all the time. This is Steve Bauer, KC0HF in Wichita, Kansas, with news about some somewhat dramatic changes on the AM band. Portales Radio Partners has come into town and purchased four stations, KEYN-FM at 103.7 and KXLK-FM at 105.3. They're basically leaving those alone, but the AM stations, they've really done a number on those. On KFH 1330, they're now calling it Talk Radio KFH, from 5 to 9 a.m., effective Monday, September 5th, will be Don Imus. They're replacing the previous morning show of network news features and oldies and some local news with Imus. 9 to noon is G. Gordon Liddy, which has been moved over from the 1410 frequency that they also own. 12 to 2, Pat Buchanan. 2 to 5, Chuck Harder. 5 to 7, some local talk and information programming. During the evening, it's Gil Gross, Jim Bohannon, and then from 1 to 4 a.m., Art Bell. On the weekends, some of the shows on would include On the House, On Computers, and David Lawrence Online Tonight. On KQAM 1410, the other station they own, they did have a couple of guys called Lewis and Clark, the Sports Explorers, but they didn't like them, so they're going to run Don Imus there in Morning Drive until they figure out what to do. From 9 to 1, it's the fabulous Sports Babe. From 2 until 6, it's the crazy Don and Mike Show. 6 to 7:30 in the evenings finds locally originated sports talk and information. Then the rest of the evening and all night long, it's various sports talk and news information programs. KQAM 1410 will feature a lot of games from all the way from the Dallas Cowboys to University of Kansas football and basketball and many others.
Hello, Fred and the Xers. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. This is September the 2nd. It's 9:30 in the evening. First of all, Fred, I want to thank you for the baseball cap. A lot of people have commented on it, and one or two people now want to join the audio service. I called CJSB, I believe those are the call letters, otherwise known as 54 Rock in Ottawa, called the DJ tonight and said, you have one heck of a signal coming in tonight and I'm enjoying the programming. And he says, well, that's too bad because we're dropping the AM in November. And we are now on FM 106.9. And he suggested that if I put up a good antenna, I would be able to get it. Well, forget it. Also, in other news, in Baltimore, I have heard that because of what Fox has done with getting football away from CBS, there's going to be some network switches. Channel 13, which has been ABC since they've been on the air, is going to be CBS. Channel 2 is going to be ABC, and Channel 11 is going to be NBC. My friend Paul Burkhardt up in the Boston area, Watertown, told me of the channel switching up there. Channel 4 will be CBS and Channel 7 will be NBC. I'm just curious if other DXers have noticed changes in station affiliates. It seems like everybody is playing musical affiliates now. I'd like to hear about it.
This is Joe Williams calling from Hackettstown, New Jersey. It's September 4th, a little past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And for the last hour, I've been listening to WWJZ 640 from Mount Holly, which, as I guess most people know, has been off the air since last June. They're announcing a test location of Florence, New Jersey, which leads me to believe they are indeed diplexing from the site of WIFI 1460, although I can't say that for sure. They're also not using anywhere near their 50,000 watts daytime power. Perhaps they're running the 950 watts that they're currently listed at for nighttime. They've only made one announcement in the last hour, so that's all I can report on right now. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here on Labor Day. Two format changes here, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. KSFO had an ownership change last Monday, August 29th, from First Broadcasting to Capital Cities, and amongst other people they have on, they have Tom Likas. And down in Los Angeles, KGFJ in Los Angeles has changed to a gospel format. So those are two of the format changes that are happening. And not too much else, so happy Labor Day and happy DX, and or hope to hear the comments on the audio service. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. This is Greg Jack from Olympia, Washington, and it's Labor Day, so it's not August anymore. I just wanted to mention that King AM has gone through a format change there at 1090 in Seattle. They have, as I have mentioned previously on this line, been purchased by Cairo Incorporated, and now they are running an 24-hour AP American Press news network, which I have never heard of before. I mean, I knew about AP News, but I didn't know they had a 24-hour news radio news network, and it's really quite good. I'm kind of wondering who else runs it. So they're doing that and having staff reductions pending the sale to Cairo. So I don't know that this is a permanent change. I hope it is, actually. Apparently the ratings were so terrible for the talk format that they decided, in terms of, as they put it, stability, to make this sort of a change. So that's it from the Northwest.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, and I'd like to fill in a little more information about that station on 1180, broadcasting from Marathon, Florida, which we heard on John Bowker's travelogue. Actually, that station began broadcasting in the very early 1960s, when it simply relayed the Voice of America Spanish service to Cuba on that frequency. 50,000 watts, very directional. The station, however, could be heard in Miami during the daytime. The only reason that you can't hear it now, that it's carrying Radio Marti, is because the Cuban jammers actually reach up into Miami and overpower the station. Otherwise, you could hear the signal. By the way, I was amused when we heard KKAR saying they were moving to the right up to 1290. Well, I remember a few radios, little, mostly tube-operated table radios, where 540 was at the right and 1600 was at the left. How many of you ever saw those radios? On your band scan, your 790 Spanish station was Mexico City. I didn't try to ID the 730 one, but that would lend credence to the idea that that's probably XEX in Mexico City. Again, your 790 was definitely Mexico City. By the way, can any of you figure out why CIAO would give up that 530 frequency? I've never seen a radio that wouldn't tune down to 530. What on earth they want to move off of there for is a mystery to me.
Well, hello, Fred. This is Kevin LaRose in Renton, Washington, calling on September 6th, about 10 a.m. local time. I just wanted to let you know of a change that happened this weekend in the Seattle radio market. KING AM 1090 has dropped their news talk format and is now running the AP Network News channel or news station format full time. This kind of sets up a bizarre situation on the weekends, as KIRO 710, whose parent company Bonneville Broadcasting also owns King, and KOMO at AM 1000 run the same feature, news feature, at night, which means that Saturday and Sunday nights we have the same news feed on three different channels in the market. Kind of bizarre, but anyway, just thought you might want to know. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello, DXers out there. This is old TJ, Tom Jackson, from Sycamore, Illinois. And I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. I do agree with Tim Hendel on his views on radio, and Fred Volvi, too. Stations that do simulcast their FM, their AM with their FM, they should program separately, I think. And I agree with Fred about the local news end of it. There's a station out here in DeKalb, WLBK, that broadcasts and instant ads of the air, or in other words, Tradio. And that's what carries that station along, I think. Their music selection isn't the best. They play the, you can turn them on, listen to them one morning and turn it on 2 days later and hear the same kind of music. WSQR out here in Sycamore has been purchased by Nelson Broadcasting. They've been going through a lot of changes, and now they're silent, but they're getting ready to come back on in early fall. That's what the local newspaper says. So they'll be on, we don't know what the format is yet, but as of right now, they're silent, and they will be back on in early fall. And number three, why is it that local big-time stations do away with their local news on weekends? WLS is a good example on it. They have a good local news during the week, and then on weekends they go to network news, and a lot of stations do that, and I cannot understand that. Hey, thanks so much. Keep rocking the radio, guys. Bye now.
Hi, Fred, and greetings to all you fellow DX Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott, WA8 WFH in Minneapolis. It is Monday morning, the September the 12th at 12:45, and I just finished the September tape. Very well done. And Fred, first of all, unless things have changed, the last time I checked before I moved up here to Minneapolis, WJFM in Grand Rapids, their 67 kilohertz is good old Muzak. Nothing on 92. Secondly, for John Bowker, you were doing the 1180 slot there on your frequency checks, and you mentioned the station in Marathon Key, Florida, Radio Monarchy. What you didn't mention, and I wonder if you have any tapes on this, and maybe Tim Hendel does too, during the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1962, as I understand the history of it, the Navy, I think it was the Navy, built in nothing flat, the minute that thing started, a Voice of America transmitter, and all it did was, it identified itself as the Voice of America transmitter in Marathon, Florida, and that's when they did 24-hour Spanish service during the Cuban Missile Crisis from the VOA in Washington, D.C., but the transmitter was in Marathon, Florida, and it would zero beat WHAM in Rochester, and you could hear it go foot, 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 as the two signals would zero beat each other, and I remember this back in Detroit when I was still in high school. So I give you that for whatever it's worth. Quick update on the changeover of KNOW AM in Minneapolis. They're AP Network News, but they continue doing commercials or spots or whatever they're called for everybody to tune into KNOW FM for the NPR or APR or PRI or whatever they call it now, news and information. I find it interesting, an AM station switching formats, telling everybody to tune over to the FM station. That's kind of strange. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed yourself in New Hampshire. Hope you got to see Pease Air Force Base, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jim Snowbarger here from Marshalltown, Iowa. First of all, hear to what Tim Hendel said about AMers simulcasting their FM. If you can't program it, get off the frequency. A lot of people are using those, I think, to carry sports programming now and then when they pull away from their FM that's really selling the music. And also, I think the stations around here are just holding on to those AMs because they don't want anybody else coming to town doing something. They don't really believe anybody's listening to them. They just don't want anybody else doing anything with them. Also, does anybody have any idea what two stations that are significantly off-frequency are? At 1100 and 1500, there are stations there about 500 cycles high, or roughly thereabouts, about half KC. And the 1100 one is doing Spanish, and I believe it to be in the Caribbean. Caribbean? Does anybody know what they are, where they are, and how much power they are running?
Hi there, Mike Dukin calling up here in northern Wisconsin on Tuesday morning, September 13th at 2 o'clock. I have a format change and an update. So first, here's the change. KNOW 1330 in Minneapolis-St. Paul is now running the 24-hour Associated Press News Service. This is interesting because they are the AM service of Minnesota Public Radio, and how they do it is that features and stories and things, when stations would normally insert commercials, they run promos, show promos for their for the National Public Radio stuff, which is carried on their FM station at 91.1. So I find that interesting, and we'll just have to see how long that lasts. Interestingly enough, KNOW applied to move their tower about 20 miles away in a small little town, and they're getting some concerns from a lot of environmentalists, bird watchers, and people like that. Secondly, Jerry Starr mentioned the AM switch, and I also heard it on Glenn Hauser's World of Radio about WXOL in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. An update on them, WXOL on 690 is only on the air on Sunday mornings between 6 and noon. Apparently they must have a couple of contracts with some of the churches in town there, so I suppose they have to fulfill them. I understand that when they're not running church services, they play oldies, and then at 12 o'clock noon they shut it off.
DXAS members, this is Tom Reiser calling from Chicago, Illinois, and this tip is mainly meant for those members who might be actually doing some trans-Pacific DXing. The Australian Broadcasting Commission has recently launched a whole new network called the Parliamentary and News Network, which is carrying, except when Parliament in session down there, an all-news format, and to get the frequencies and whatnot, you just need to look at your most current WRTH for the Parliamentary Network frequencies, which are the ones that they're using for this new venture.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. We've had several format changes here within the last month or so. On the 27th of August, on 1430, WCKN gave way to WMYS. WMYS is kind of an adult standards format. They are live during morning drive Monday through Friday, but satellite the rest of the time. Those of you who can pick up WCKY in Cincinnati, it's the exact same satellite service that they use. So for those of you who are interested in satellite services, that might give you some type of a clue. Also, last Friday, a week ago today, this being the 16th, we've had two format changes, all happen at the same time. On 93.1 WKLR in 50s and 60s and early 70s classic rock or classic oldies station gave way. They'd been recently sold to MS Broadcasting, who owns WENS here in town. And Jeff Smolian, who owns WENS, has wanted to get the station kind of back to its heyday, so he bought the old call letters of the station, WNAP, which was popular from 1968 to approximately 1985. So they've gone back to their old call of WNAP, and they are now the greatest hits of the 70s. And that happened at 5 p.m. a week ago today. And it was kind of fun because when they made the change, they, of course, didn't say anything about WKLR going off, but they played songs like Bye Bye Miss American Pie, Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers, any song that would indicate that something was over. And then right at 5 o'clock, the Fat Lady sang. And, of course, you know, the old story that it ain't over till the Fat Lady sings. Well, at 5 o'clock, she sang, and it was over, and they became WNAP. At the present, they have no disc jockeys, but I guess they are supposed to have. But at the moment, they're just running promos and playing music of the 70s, and the guy who is doing the promos is the guy who was who did all of the voiceovers for the old WNAP from 1968 to 1985. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, what personalities appear on there. But at the same time, a little Brownsburg station, which is a suburb of Indianapolis, at 101.9 WQFE, dropped their kind of American Standards format, which they were doing live, and went classic oldies. So they're going to try and fill the void left by WKLR, but, I mean, they get a pretty decent signal throughout most of Indianapolis, but they don't have the air personalities to really give it justice. And the guy who does a lot of, you know, they've done a lot of their jingles homemade, and some of their promos, the general manager and morning DJ has done himself. Such exciting things as the songs you grew up with, but now your mother can't tell you to turn it down. And then WQFE Brownsburg, Indianapolis. So, you know, it's kind of hokey, but if you like the 50s and 60s rock and you can kind of put up with it with some of these promos, then at least you got some place you can listen to them. But that's all happened within the last month or so here in the Indianapolis area.
This is Chris Connor with Pete Kemp's Radio Roundup. The National Association of Broadcasters is a little more than slightly torqued off concerning the lack of representation on the United States Information Agency's newly proposed Broadcasting Board of Governors. This group will oversee the activities of the Voice of America, World Radio Network, Radio and TV Marti, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and Radio Free Asia. The CNN affiliate in Peoria, WRED, is changing calls to WKZW, previously used in the market. It will transform to a contemporary hit radio format. KFI's Craig Feigener will be taking on additional chores, doing mornings at Newstalker KESQ in Palm Springs, California. WSKR in Atlantic City has dropped its sports format in favor of alternative programming. And what does alternative programming mean? Well, you tell us. Any DX Audio Service member that can tape this station, see what they're up to and send us a tape or describe it best you can on the action line. WAMX has axed its progressive programming in favor of simulcasting its rock sister station, WIQB. KBAC in the Albuquerque Santa Fe market has pulled the plug after just a 5-month stint affiliated with the Rocky Mountain Network. Look for more changes on the horizon. KINGAM has twisted its dials, dropping all of its network and local talk shows in favor of all news with the Associated Press Network. Now, why would anyone want to leave Hawaii? Beyond me. But KPOI's morning man, Kerry Gregg, is heading back to North America to be an afternoon driver on soon-to-hit-the-air CKEY-FM in the Buffalo-Niagara Falls market. Imagine trading sunshine for snow. I get a charge out of all the cartoon character logos associated with radio stations. WGTR is known as the Gator. WHKW is known as the Hawk. And, of course, all the frog stations. But ran across an interesting one lately. How about KOTR? You thinking of the other format? No, think of Andre, the otter. A newly released report from Cats Radio shows that all sports programming is indeed sizzling. While broadcast band listeners love to listen, it is commercial radio and the Bucks rule. Demographics show the all sports stations cater to a young, predominantly male, loyal, and affluent listener. That combination spells big bucks for cha-ching cash registers of all involved. National Radio Club member Gregory Henson checks in now with the following information. James White has become the technical director of WWRC and fill-in newscaster. Now, there's a job description you don't see much anymore, a chief engineer and newsperson. That's actually the scenario in small market radio, but not on the big 980 in Washington, D.C. He will remain a part-time newscaster and producer for the National Public Radio. Speaking of WWRC, they've dropped the Pat Buchanan Show. The baseball strike has a lot of stations shifting their programming gears. Hard to imagine a season without the World Series in October. WDCT-AM's arrival on the 1310 spot has been delayed. While the station was getting ready for an August 2nd arrival with Christian programming, market rival on the FM side, WAVA-FM, switched to a Christian talk format. WDCT will arrive, but with what programming has still not been finalized. There's currently a number of other stations in the market with a religious orientation, including WYCB 1340, WABS 780, WCTN 950, and WFAX 1220. A large percentage of those stations stay on the air by selling out large blocks of airtime to independent producers. And here's a strange twist. WOL's recently syndicated Armstrong Jackson's On the Right Side show isn't being carried on WOL, even though it's produced right there. Jackson has since moved to a temporary setup in his DuPont Circle office, and Jackson is now looking for a new home. The problem seemed to have stemmed from a scheduling conflict. He was on WOL from 5 to 7 p.m., but his Talk America gig was from 6 to 9 p.m. WOL's owner, Kathy Hughes, says she wasn't about to reprogram the station for just one person. And here's some interesting facts. The G. Gordon Liddy Show reports that according to an AT&T monitoring service, his show attracts 80,000 callers a month and goes through one roll of fax paper every hour. The morning show talk ratings from the Spring Book for Tampa Bay show, Ron and Ron, leading the pack on WSUN with a 6-7 share, followed by the Jack Harris-Ted Webb combo on WFLA with a 5-1, and then Don Imus on WQYK with a 1-1, but Don hasn't been in the market all that long. In the afternoon slot, WFLA leads with Mark Larson, followed by WSUN's Lassiter, and in distant third, it's Don and Mike. Rush isn't too pleased with his characterization on ABC television's SheTV. Watch for more sparks to fly. WJR has decided to stay put in the Motor City's Fisher Building after all. Plans had been announced by Capital Cities to move their facilities to Southfield to join up with their television operations, but community pleas were heeded. And here's one for the books. 14-year veteran Allentown, Pennsylvania DJ Joe McLean accidentally played a record twice during a no-repeat segment, which brought on a ton of calls from listeners hoping to cash in on a $1,000 prize. It's no telling whether he or the station paid up. KADA in Ada, Oklahoma will be celebrating its 60th anniversary in October. KSFO has dropped its oldies doo-wop in favor of an all-talk format, both local and syndicated via ABC Radio. The business radio network BRN has been sold to Sound Money Investors Incorporated. They will remain in their Colorado Springs location. KGFJ in Los Angeles has moved on to a gospel format to be called Sweet Inspiration. KNOW has gone all news in Minneapolis, Minnesota. WAXY has gone 70s oldies, and WPTX has gone Spanish adult contemporary in the Miami, Florida market. The duo of Ed Flash Ferenc and Jeff Kinsbach have signed on to 3WE's afternoon drive slot. Gary Meyer has decided to exit WLUP following his reassignment to perform in the overnight hours. WYTA in Largo, Florida has switched to a talk and sports format. Here's an interesting on-air name. Candy Clutch has left Connecticut for a spot on Raleigh's WDCG in the afternoons. You think Candy does a trucker show? KDKA 720-foot tower came crashing to the ground June 28th, following the snip of its guy wires. In about 60 seconds, the total tower collapsed into a twisted heap. The tower was originally erected in 1937. The structure was replaced by a new tower on the same site. In the interim, the station is using its backup 240-foot antenna. National Radio Club member John Hans checks in with a report that WERA 1590 in Plainfield, New Jersey, has a sci-fi talk show airing Wednesday evenings from 7:05 to 8 p.m. with discussions on horror and sci-fi shows, comics, and fantasy. If you'd like to contribute to this column, contact Pete Kemp at the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031.
Thank you very much, Chris. And I'd like to thank Chris Connor from Light Rock 104.9 for coming into our DX Audio Service studios and putting together a great magazine for this edition. And I think I can speak for all the DX Audio Service members and editors when I say that, Chris, you did a fine job on this edition. Really appreciate your efforts. I'm not sure if Phil Wayne and myself are going to be back for the November edition of the DX Audio Service. It seems that turkeys tend to hide out in that month for some reason, but hopefully if we're not here, we'll have a guest host in the DX Audio Service Sheetrock announce booth to put together another edition. And I just got word back from HQ that if you'd like any questions answered on After Dark number 5, we have to have your cassettes, cards, and letters into us no later than October October 10th. October 10th. That's the cutoff date. Okay, so send us your cards, letters, and questions on cassette to the DX Audio Service, and we'll put them on After Dark number 5. That's it for us. We'll see you in 30 days with more kinds of DX stuff. This is Fred Volby saying 73, and get out there and support radio.